USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The economy is still going strong in April as the economy added 260,000 jobs. The unemployment rate also fell to a 49-year low of 3.6%. Vice President Mike Pence on the economy.
You know, what people are witnessing is that the agenda that President Trump ran on and that we've been delivering on over the last 2 years is working for every American.
President Trump says the U.S. is fully behind the people of Venezuela. Speaking at the White House yesterday, President Trump condemned the brutal regime of Nicolas Maduro. He also spoke about the situation on Fox News.
What's happening in Venezuela, said, when you look at 20 years ago, it was one of the wealthiest countries in the world, if you think about it. And now they don't have food and they don't have water and people are dying from hunger. It's a very, very serious situation.
The president did not rule out military intervention as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed the Mueller report during a phone call today. Sanders says the phone call lasted about an hour. She also noted they talked about other topics, including Venezuela and North Korean nuclear negotiations and trade. It was a marathon reading of the names of over 27,000 children who were reported abused in Dallas County, Texas in 2018. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Volunteers read the names of the children with their identities protected as Jane Doe and John Doe were used in place of their real names. Leah Caprice, Ms. Texas, took part in the event sponsored by the Dallas Children's Advocacy Center.
Jane Doe, age 17. John Doe, age 13. Jane Doe, age 6, Jane Doe, age 13, John Doe, age 7, Jane Doe, age 6, Jane Doe, age 8.
I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Anxiety is rising for America's youth, but at a faster rate among girls than boys. That's according to psychologist Lisa Damore. She has a new book out titled Under Pressure, Confronting the Epidemic of Stress and Anxiety in Girls. And I had a chance to sit down and chat with Dr. Damore, and one of the things I asked her was about the stigma regarding anxiety.
It's almost like it's not so much stigma. It's more sort of this sense of it being always bad, I think, is probably what has changed. That when I was in my training, you know, more than two decades ago, what we understood, and actually what psychologists still understand, is that anxiety is a normal and healthy function. It sort of alerts us when something's not right. You know, if we're driving and there's a car swerving near us, we get anxious, and we should, because it makes us pay attention and adjust. There are times when anxiety grows out of control, and, you know, it's sort of an alarm system that is going off all the time as opposed to when it's supposed to. But what seems to have changed more than anything is that when I hear people talking about anxiety, they talk about it as though it's always a sign that something's not working properly. You know, so-and-so, she suffers from anxiety. Well, everybody has anxiety. What we're interested in is whether the anxiety is useful, giving us a good sense that something's amiss and alerting us to make a change, or whether it is an alarm that's ringing all the time and doesn't make sense.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A single tanker hauling thousands of gallons of sewage struck a Volkswagen passenger car yesterday after the truck driver ran a red light at a Bluff Street intersection, requiring a battalion of responders. St. George has been selected as host for the 2021 Ironman 70.3 World Championship Triathlon, according to an announcement made during a press conference at the Ironman Athlete Village yesterday. A new direct flight destination, Dallas-Fort Worth, planned for the St. George Regional Airport, will further increase the travel opportunities available to southern Utah residents and tourists. Quail Creek State Park will see major changes this summer, and the Juab County man charged with killing two teens and throwing their bodies down an abandoned mine shaft will stand trial for aggravated murder and kidnapping. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 81 today, clear and 55 tonight, sunny and 85 tomorrow. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Listen to The Kate Daly Show. Warning, may cause excessive shrugging, deep sighing, and eye rolling. The show starts now.
I am William Wallace, and I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men, and free men you are. What will you do without freedom? Will you fight? No!
We will run!
And we will live. All right? Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Oh, I love it. Still a classic, right? Am I right? Oh, I love Mel Gibson and his accent. What a great clip, though. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So glad to be here. And, of course, so glad to kick the show off with Ben McClintock from DefendingUtah.org. I have a lot in store today. Evan Sayet with Kindergarten of Eden, Why Liberals Think the Way They Do. His book is so enlightening, so profound. You will love that hour. It will finally really make sense, the thought process of a liberal progressive. And then also on the last hour, William Engdahl and what's going on with some pieces that he's been looking at with China that are very interesting, and the Middle East. So we'll go there at the end of the show. And of course, Ben, I don't want to waste any more time. Ben McClintock from Defending Utah. If you're not a member, you ought to be. Please go there so you can be more effective in the state of Utah in fighting some of the things that are going on right now. And also because he has great DVDs and great materials that are fantastic tools to help us understand and learn what liberty is and going back to its core and being able to describe it to your kids and educate your kids. I love what you guys are doing.
Hey, thank you. We've got a bunch of new stuff coming out in the next week or so, so I'm pretty excited.
Ooh, okay. All right, so I can't wait. So let's let's talk about, there's some breaking news, actually.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about that first.
So yeah, the two most conservative members of the Utah State School Board of Education are resigning. You have Lisa Cummins and Elisa Ellis. And they have been, they're known for their staunch support of parental rights and opposing Common Core. And somehow on the same exact day, they both announced that their husbands got jobs in different states. And so they're resigning. And so it's going to, the governor now is the one in charge of naming their replacements. And so everyone is basically prognosticating that their replacements will be much more you know, supporters of bigger government, supporters of Common Core and centralized education in the state and away from parental rights is what everybody's thinking, because that's really where the governor's standing on those issues.
Yeah, and that only leaves us with Michelle Bolter, who's down here, who's a fighter, and she's awesome. And that support of all three of them was pretty amazing. And so as the governor of all people get to pick these two positions, I'm very afraid. I'm very afraid for our kids, because these were the three mamas in there that were really fighting for parental rights, like you said. And without them, which is so coincidental, they're both leaving out of state at the same time. That's weird. But I'm just, I know both of them and personally, and I'm telling you, this is such a huge loss for the parents of Utah, of school-aged kids. It's huge.
And it's not just you're like, oh, well, we'll just take care of that the next election. Well, it's just a fact because most people, you know, don't even know who their state legislators are or their own congressman or the vice president. A lot of them don't really know. And so about their school board. And so the incumbency gives everybody elected, every elected official, really a step ahead. And so whoever the governor appoints is really going to have a just is going to be the front runner in the election when it comes up for that. And so anybody that's actually for parental rights in those districts is going to have an uphill battle. And so
the governor would never pick. And I hate to say this because I think there are people out there listening that support him, but he would never pick a person so staunch on parental rights, an advocate for the kids. He will pick a yes person. And in both cases. And so this is a tremendous loss. And I don't think everybody's grasping what a big loss this is because they were the only ones, the only three standing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, ouch. Ouch. This is going to hurt. Ooh, I hate to see this. I know that we have a huge meeting, a state convention tomorrow. Tell me a little bit about where we stand on that and what's coming.
So there's some really big things that are going to be voted on. If you're any of your listeners are delegates or they're friends with delegates, need to reach out to the delegates in their area. There's going to be a vote to switch over how we choose elected officials in the state, at least on the Republican Party side. There's a vote to change it over to ranked choice voting, which is something that, unfortunately, we have some people that are known as conservatives in the state pushing for this, but it's actually something that the Communist Party USA and other George Soros types organizations are trying to push because it makes it much easier to control, because your average person not really involved in the system doesn't know how to game this. This is ranked choice voting is a way to game the system to get somebody that's it's less popular actually become elected. The person with the most votes can actually lose with ranked choice voting.
Yeah, it's hard. And didn't this come up a while ago? I remember talking about this with Uncle Milty a while back. This keeps getting brought up.
The establishment wants this really bad because, especially in Utah, the establishment in Utah wants us to be like California. And California has been using ranked choice voting for several years, where you look at the ballot when it comes to the general election. You know, in most states, we've got one Republican, one Democrat, a Libertarian, a Constitution Party. But in California, they actually have, because of ranked choice voting in the general election, they're to the point where there is nobody but Democrats to choose from.
Oh, ouch. Huge, huge warning signs. And I sure hope people that are going up are listening to this because this is it's really huge. So
there's Wendy Hart, who's another one of these great members of a local school district up in the Highland School District, resigned last year. She did a video. So if you look up on Facebook, Wendy Hart, she did a video really going into depth and explaining a lot of the different issues, just 5 minutes long, explaining the issues on ranked choice voting and why it is that like people like George Soros and the establishment wants it so badly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's always a reason. There's always a reason they're pushing it pretty hard, too. Anything else with tomorrow going on that we should know about?
So we've got the candidates that are running up for Republican Party leadership. Mm-hmm. And what a lot of folks don't know is that Derrick Brown, he's been establishment for a long time. He's the governor's pick. He worked for Senator Robert. The old senator that Mike Lee replaced.
Oh,
Bennett.
Bennett. Yeah.
And so he's been he's the establishment guy. He's the pro SB 54. He'll be keeping Count My Vote going and will oppose legislators that want to repeal SB 54. And so he's gotten a lot of people hoodwinked. He's the Buckshot Caucus candidate, basically. Mm-hmm. But a lot of folks don't realize who in the legislature is Buckshot. And so they are thinking that these guys are conservative when they're not. And they're getting their support behind Derek when he is the establishment's choice. And I think people need to know that.
Anyone else? The establishment's choice?
they've got a few other ones I don't know very much as well. I know some of them have been kind of a weird past. You've got Chadwick Fairbanks, which used to be when he ran, he actually ran against Bishop the last election. And he he seemed like he was patriotic, but now he's going in and his whole platform is to support the governor and to make sure that no Republicans ever speak bad against fellow Republicans again. And so that was really a weird thing that,
so
that he came out with.
Don't critique. That's odd.
Yeah.
I reserve the right to critique anyone and everyone. Give me a break. Gosh. I can't even imagine that kind of thinking. Ouch.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And so, you know, sometimes we've got these false opposition type situations going on, and we need to know that going into it. But it's really important because I think Derrick Brown is the front runner because so many legislators that people think are conservative is backing him.
Yeah,
and so that they might be fooled by those endorsements, and people really need to understand that he is the establishment's candidate.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. Anything else?
Right now, that's pretty much what we want to make sure people are going to Defending Utah every day. We post a new podcast. We post the local news for the Liberty Perspective every single day.
Yeah, it's awesome. You guys need to check that out. It's really good. And also, boy, huge bans coming down on Facebook. Everybody's talking about it. And, you know, whether you like those voices or not, you should be very concerned. All of us should be that voices are being silenced on social media. And it doesn't stop there.
It's a wide perspective. Louis Farrakhan was banned as much as Alex Jones was. So it's not just the left or the right. It's this huge stomp down on free speech.
Yep. And who's making those decisions? Fake news. Fake news is making those decisions. And so they've empowered them to the controlled media. They've empowered the controlled media to actually censor. And so we are in trouble, folks. And so the organizations like myself, like Ben with Defending Utah, they are becoming very rare. We are becoming a rarity. And I just, I've had people text me, you know, oh my gosh, you know, because we can kind of see, you know, where this goes if people don't start standing up to it and supporting organizations that are truth in media, because it's harder and harder and harder out there in this landscape to affect people. So we really have a job ahead of us, and I hope people support it and understand how dire and important this is, because it is to us, and I hope it is to all of you listening. It is crucial that we get out truthful messages against this huge establishment on both sides. It's big. Yeah. So I worry. I really do worry. And when I saw that come down, I thought, oh no, we're just so many steps closer. Social media is one thing. Now what? And you know, they have the new digital living rooms in Facebook, and they're promoting this, and it's really to grasp what, and they say, oh, it's private. You can come together and talk, and we won't listen at all. Sure. And right. So it's they're trying to get a hold on what people are thinking and saying, and to basically, I think, use that against us in the long run and go after organizations even more so. So even MasterCard was getting some heat on from the shareholders on who they were going to support in free speech. MasterCard. I mean, it's getting to the point where it's politics is everywhere, and you can't go anywhere without politics being involved. And that's a scary thing. So I thank you, Ben. I really appreciate you coming on. And I hope people support defendingutah.org because it really is fantastic. Be part of their newsletter. Get behind the scenes. Help and understanding that other people aren't getting. It's awesome. It's amazing. So I love what you're doing. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Just don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Dixie Power is building communities and delivering convenience by constantly working towards making your life better with safe, reliable, dependable, and affordable power. When you're a member, you receive discounts at local businesses, lower energy bills, and tips to lower your energy costs. It pays to be a Dixie Power member. When you flip the switch, click the button, or turn the knob, Dixie Power will be with you every step of the way. Visit DixiePower.com to see a full list of services and energy-saving tips. Dixie Power, energizing life.
Need some help in planning for the future? Tune into Your Family and Your Retirement with Abe Ashton Tuesday afternoon at 5 on KZNU and click on AshtonWealth.com.
How would you like to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial Friday afternoons at 5
on St. George News Radio 1450. With the changing temperatures, heating and cooling systems can struggle to keep all areas of your house comfortable, like your bonus rooms, garage, enclosed patios, master bedrooms, casitas, and more. Air Care professionals can help these troubled areas with their Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating ductless system, offering individual comfort control to a more personal, defined space. Purchase a system from Air Care Professional this month and get up to $300 off and 0% equipment financing options OAC. Call 628-2423 or online at aircarepros.com.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Grandma. Two more days until we get to go see you.
Grandma, it's only two more sleeps.
Girls, what are you doing?
Can I talk to Grandpa?
Hey, squirrels, I hear you're coming down this weekend.
Grandpa, do I get to pick the RV this weekend?
Wait, no, it was my turn.
Wait, girls, I think it's my turn. We get the one with the two queen-size beds this time.
Create your family memories in an RV from RVs. 150 East, 1160 South, or RVZZ.com.
It's hard to believe that only once a year we celebrate the women in our life. Our mother, our wife, our mom. How can we put a value on all the countless times you were there? It's our hope that this Mother's Day, someone who loves you will find just the right opportunity and gently hand you a small, beautiful bronze box that reads, Mack and Sons. You know, and I know, there's jewelry waiting patiently inside that box. We also both know it's not just about the object inside, but a way for us to tell you thank you, and we love you. People that buy jewelry from the master jewelers at Mack & Sons are not just buying diamonds, gold, or jewelry. They know the lessons you taught them are worth more than gold, and the lifetime of love you showed them is more precious than any diamond. When you're handed that striking bronze box with Mack & Sons on it, you'll know this year they wanted your gift to be perfect. Mack & Sons, the master jewelers, on the Boulevard at Bluff.
Getting a great night's sleep is one of the most critical things you can do for your health. You feel better, you're healthier, and waking up rested makes starting the day even better. The truth is, the right mattress makes a difference, which is why we invite you to stop by the Ashley Sleep Center inside the locally owned Ashley Home Store and let us show you. We know you see and hear a lot of mattress ads, but come and find out why Ashley is the number one Tempur-Pedic retailer in North America and how you can get a better night's sleep. The Ashley Home Store on Red Cliffs Drive by the Pineview Stadium 10.
This Mother's Day, mom deserves comfort, relaxation, and time with the family. The locally owned and operated Ashley Home Store can deliver all three. Like comfort, get mom a great deal on a new mattress in the Ashley Sleep Center. Relaxation, mom deserves her own spot on a brand new sectional. And time with the family. Get a great deal on this five-piece dining room set and get everyone together for some family time. The Ashley Home Store on East Red Cliffs Drive in between the DI and the Pineview Stadium 10.
You're gonna love this Ashley Furniture Home Store.
She was born in a humble shack amidst the lemon groves of Goleta, California.
Mommy, don't cry. You know what they say?
When life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
I was gonna say life sucks. And then you die. But I like yours better.
And with that, Alexandra Johnson launched her lemonade stand.
Lemonade, nickel a glass.
Every day, even during the frigid California winters, a bone-chilling 72 degrees, you could find her.
You can have a sour, you can have a sweet. Little girl's lemonade will knock you off your feet.
The little girl with the sour brew wanted more. National distribution franchises, and so she rolled out a well-budgeted advertising campaign.
Me and the rest of the dock workers only drink little girl lemonade.
She was made president of the International Sour Drink Association and chosen to give the keynote speech at their convention.
You all set with words of wisdom, honey?
You know what they say, Mommy.
Always advertise so consumers think of your product first.
I was going to say, never swallow a lemon seed or a watermelon to go on your tummy.
This fabricated but interesting story is to remind you that it's called advertising and it works. A message from the Radio Advertising Bureau, this radio station, and produced by the famous Radio Ranch.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Now there's one in California who can curse my name. Cause I found me a better lover in the UK. Hey, until I made my getaway. One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me. Cause I'm the best baby that they never gotta keep.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Glad you're tuning in. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. Lots of fun interviews coming up. We'll have Ted Nugent soon. We'll have Dennis Prager soon. All kinds of people right now. It's kind of fun. Today I have Evan Sayet in the next hour talking. It's such a profound book, Kindergarten of Eden, and also Apocalypse Now. It's two great books from Evan. He really pinpoints what and how liberals think and why. It's so intriguing. You've got to hang out for the next hour. And then also after that, William Engdahl. Wow. Talk about a 1-2 punch today. William Engdahl will talk about some pieces he's put together about China that are so interesting. I always love his detailed analysis, and he's written many, many, many bestsellers on the subject of global politics. And so he'll be so good. So huge show ahead. And of course, in this local hour, a big thank you to Ben from defendingutah.org. And please, by all means, support what they do, because we are going to be running out of outlets. And I'm telling you, it was seeing today the fallout of censorship. It's so big. And I don't know if we're grasping just how big. And, you know, I don't listen to Farrakhan, but I don't want him censored either, because that just means that more people that that think like us will be also censored. And I have such a, just kind of a warning in my heart about this. I mean, you can kind of see how these dominoes are going to drop, and I get really nervous about it, especially being on the dial. So, you know, that's why a lot of people are going to podcast, but being on the dial is a scary thing now. And you can find my show, you can stream live, you can find it on Love and Liberty, KZNU, WCGO, all kinds of different outlets throughout the globe. But I'm telling you, it's going to get scary. And we'll talk about that a little bit, too. There's a couple of stories that are kind of interesting out of education in a couple of ways. An idea and also something that came about that just absolutely just came out. California high school newspaper runs a story about a student's porn career after winning the free speech battle, kind of going along with our discussion on free speech. But oh my gosh, can you believe this? When I think about all of the people, all of the kids they turn away for wearing, say, a Trump shirt or America shirt because it might offend somebody, but they're willing to do this. This is, you know, this might be a battle about free speech, but there's some clear censorship that has gone on, too. And so anyway, a California high school student newspaper, they published a feature story about a local 18-year-old's fledgling career in the porn industry. Can you imagine? After winning a free speech battle against a group of district officials, its advisor says have lost their minds. So this profile of this girl at Beaver Creek High School in Stockton ran in what was called the Bruin Voice. And following a kind of a week-long dispute about this Lodi Unified School District and the student editors and longtime advisor of the newspaper. And they wrote a letter and threatening and saying that she could be fired unless she turns over a copy of the article to review by the administrators. It's a whole new level of so this is what they're saying, a whole new level of district administrators who have lost their minds, quite frankly. A voice shall not be silenced. I can't imagine running a story about a student's porn career, but this is kind of an interesting fight, isn't it? And this is the article was called Risky Business. Remember the old Tom Cruise movie? Starting a career in the adult entertainment industry. I don't know why somebody would feel that this was appropriate for high school. And again, we're back to appropriateness. You know, we talked about this with the BYU speech, coming out speech, appropriateness. And I would not think that this was appropriate in high school or for a school paper. But she was scheduled to shoot her first professional porn scene in March, but the company that hired her postponed and because of a skin condition she had. And so she goes into a lot of detail about her going into this. So I don't agree. I have a problem with the inappropriateness. And then I also am looking at this and I'm saying, you know, California is known for silencing conservative voices, Christian voices. And so this fight to me is kind of a fake fight to me. I I want all voices to be heard. Yet when do you cross the threshold of being completely inappropriate for minors? You know, when does that moment occur? Can you imagine going back to high school and reading an article about a fellow student who's in porn and the details that follow? Who's making these decisions? Well, California, what can I say? I'm from there. It's embarrassing. So I don't know how you feel about it. I feel like there is a level of appropriateness to minors in a school newspaper. I think that they should be pretty careful, a little bit more careful about what they decide to run and why they gave this so much attention. I don't know. But free speech is extremely important. I agree. I just think that there's a level of appropriateness that goes along with it, too. Because that's exactly why I had a problem with the BYU speech. Had he done that at a funeral or a baptism or some other kind of event, made it all about himself coming out, people would have had a problem with that. And I have a problem with it being done at BYU. With that, I want to give you an idea. Let's talk about an idea. This was a very interesting idea, I thought. And it was an idea that Purdue has been pursuing. And the idea is that basically college students can abandon loans, okay? They can abandon their loans if they offer a share of their future income instead. This is interesting. So at Purdue University, there's a program where instead of the loans for several years, you basically enter into an agreement with Purdue and become an asset of Purdue. An equity interest, because what they'll do is take 17% of your income if you're making over $50,000 a year. And this program that was launched in 2016, first of its kind, getting a lot of press right now because it's been in motion for a couple of years. And one student said he signed up for it because he was denied student loans by the banks and said that this was easier and more transparent, he thought, and that he'd be able to do this. And so Purdue's ISA program, it works in such that the percentage of the student's future earnings that go to repaying the advance is based on the amount of money they're likely to make given their major. So women's studies, probably not going to give you this program. History major, you're probably out the door. There's a lot of majors that you think, why are you going to school? But anyway, women's studies, give me a break. But the math works out such that all graduates are expected to pay roughly the same minimum amount, and the graduates are given 6 months to find employment, and then the clock starts ticking. Yeah, clock starts ticking, and it can be up to, one program. So what they do is they kind of say, this is what you're going after, this is what you want to do. One student was required to give back 2.5% of his income for a little more than 7 years. Instead of the two. Sometimes it's two. It just kind of depends. So there's a time cap of 10 years after which the graduate no longer owes money. And the program simply concludes. So Purdue gets what it gets. And, you know, and that's it. The student goes their way. Now, you'll see some of this in the way of like the military where, they have to work at a military hospital or kind of fulfill this other part of the agreement when they enter into an agreement. I have no problem with somebody going after an agreement with a university by themselves and saying, you know what, this is what I want to do. This is what the college wants to do. We're entering this. When it comes by force of the government, then I have a big issue. but this actually is a program done by Purdue that I think a lot of other colleges are going to start adopting. And I'd love to know how you feel about it. 888-673-1450. You are entering a contractual agreement with the college. The college is basically saying, we think that you will be worth this much, and we're going to have X number of years to go after a portion of your income, and you have to give it to us. So how do you feel about it? I know some people will have a problem with this. Now, loans, I mean, I don't know that it works much different other than Purdue is taking kind of a risk on the students by saying, we think you're going to make X amount of dollars, and we think we're going to get this back. Their tuition is $9,000 a year and $28,000 a year for out-of-state students. And so because of the high price, a lot of the students are thinking about doing this. So if your son or daughter brought this home, what would you think? Kind of interesting. Their freshman undergraduate class had more than 8,000 students, so 500 entered this ISA program. Pretty small number compared to the 8,000. But the program's been growing so steadily, and in the time since Purdue launched this program, there are now 25 other ISA programs at institutions across the country. 25 more. And so it is growing. And so, you know, do you feel like, hey, this might be a pretty good way to attend an expensive college, even out of state, if they agree that your degree, you know, what's funny about this is that if you do have a degree that doesn't pay, and of course it would be brought to your attention through the ISA program because they would not go into this partnership with you, would you then maybe rethink it? Well, I would hope. If you're going in on women's studies, there really isn't much you're going to do with that. And so there's that. But I just thought it was kind of an intriguing idea. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. What do you think?
Well, I think it's an okay idea, but I can never see it implemented on a larger scale because, in a way, this is going to cause colleges to eat themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, college is like a cancer. They create degree programs that the only way to get employment is back at the college.
Ah, yeah. You know what? You're so right on that. I wonder if people really grasp what you just said. You're so right. Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Well, yeah, they make perpetual students. You know, mm-hmm. There's people who are, that's just their lifestyle.
Sure.
And college feeds on that.
Right, right. You're right. You're absolutely right. Where do they end up? Because if the history major, same thing. You're going to end up teaching, right?
And right. One of the keystones of college thinking right now is diversity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also diversity in subject matter. So if you lose all those subjects that don't have viability in the private sector,
mm-hmm.
Diversity, we can't have that.
Yeah, you're right. It's intriguing, isn't it? They're willing to take this chance, so I always wonder why. You know, what's in it for them? But it's gaining ground, and it's becoming more popular. And the other colleges are honestly really looking at this now that they've had 2 years to do it. If your son or daughter came home with this, would you be supportive of it? I don't know.
You're breaking up on my side.
Oh, would you be supportive of this if it was your son or daughter that wanted to enter into this agreement and they had to pay back for, say, 7 years?
Well, I've told my son and daughter, do not go to a university or a college.
Yeah. Yeah, he's breaking up. But
cool.
Yeah. Well, I can't disagree with you on that one. Thank you. Really appreciate I really appreciate the call. Thank you for that. Caller, you have 20 seconds.
Okay, so we know the government's going to subsidize the colleges because they want these kids in the college to get the disinformation. Let's assume that's a, so this is another way to increase the number of students go to the college.
Yeah.
Of course, it's a contract, so they have a right to have a contract like this.
Mm-hmm.
But is a form of indentured servitude, at least partially?
Well,
so what if the kids
you're agreeing to it, though.
So,
You are agreeing to it. You're not forced.
Yeah, that's right. That's the good part about it.
Yeah.
But in terms of being wise, one thing is getting more kids in the college, which is bad.
Mm.
Secondly,
we're going to break, but call back. Call back. We'll take your call.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. We're doing some spring cleaning, and you can clean up. Ugh, can you believe my ad guy actually wrote that? I got to get a new agency. Anyway, we're making room for our new lines, so all our floor models have to go. Save up to 70% on the world's best brands, Serta, Beautyrest, and 5-Star, and save up to 50% on adjustable bases. No better time to save than spring cleaning at Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
If you're not 100% sure you're prepared for retirement, get a professional's help. Call the retirement professionals at New Millennium Group for a no-obligation retirement readiness review. It'll take about an hour, but could add thousands to your portfolio and years to your retirement. The number is 888-999-6370. You'll get a risk analysis, an investment analysis, a tax analysis, and a fee analysis. Insight that will help you know if you're on the right track. If you don't know how much you're paying for your current investments, call New Millennium Group. If you don't have a clear strategy in the event of a market downturn, call New Millennium Group. If you're not sure what would happen to your estate when you pass, call New Millennium Group. They'll answer these questions and a lot more with their no-obligation retirement readiness review. They believe life is about more than just money. Call New Millennium Group to schedule your complimentary review at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or visit them online at yournewmillenniumgroup.com.
How would you like to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial, Friday afternoons at 5.
On St. George News Radio, 1450.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis, people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate it. He made this stuff because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code CANYON.
Attention homeowners, has your heating and AC system struggled and you've wondered when is the best time to upgrade that old system? Well, now is the time to beat the heat before your system is overpowered by the hot southern Utah sun. And while the guys at Air Care Professionals still have more time available. Plus, get up to $2,450 off in rebates on a new system and 0% equipment financing options OAC. Air Care Professionals in Bryant, doing whatever it takes to earn your business. Call Air Care Professionals today, 628-2423, or online at aircarepros.com.
Ask a doctor at the Diabetes Forum Thursday, May 9th at 6 p.m., hosted by Southwest Utah Public Health Department. Here is an opportunity for you to ask tough questions and get answers from a medical expert about the risk of diabetes. It's estimated that 40% of adults in Washington County have diabetes or pre-diabetes. Do you need reliable information regarding this complex disease? Learn more on May 9th at the Diabetes Forum, 620 South 400 East, or visit swuhealth.org/diabetes.
John Gibson, digging up history. It was first concocted as an alcoholic beverage to cure morphine addiction. Then the alcohol was dropped, sugar was added. You might have had one today. Want to get back that full head of hair you once had? Now you can do something about hair loss with Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to help you return to a full-bodied head of hair. Reveal for men and women, too, for all types of hair. 30-day money-back guarantee. Get yours at johngibson.com. That's Reveal for hair at johngibson.com. Click on the Juness button on the right. johngibson.com, Juness. John Pemberton fought in the Civil War and afterwards was hell-bent on inventing something to make himself a fortune. He decided to improve upon a drink created by an Italian made of wine and coca, the plant that cocaine comes from. His own concoction was popular here in the United States, but then the temperance movement came along and it meant he had to get rid of the alcohol. So he added sugar, flavor from the cola nut, dropped the cocaine while still using stimulants from the coca plant. Of course you know Pemberton's invention. Hard to miss it in America. It seems like you see it everywhere. In 2012, it hit its peak annual sales, $48 billion. Of course, Pemberton invented Coca-Cola. I'm John Gibson, digging up history.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
We were born before the wind. Also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Oh boy, talking about a lot of stuff today. Evan Say and of course, how liberals think in the next hour, and then William Engdahl with some very interesting, very interesting analysis and research on China and the Middle East right now, even going to Venezuela and a Caribbean island, all kinds of stuff coming up on the show today. A lot of great information, I think, that we're going to learn from. In fact, Evan's book is so it's so good in dialing down. You know how you get kind of frustrated and think, how can they think the way they do? And he really does nail it. So it'll be really fun to talk with him about that. I just brought up that college story about Purdue, and they have had this program now for 2 years. The program is now in 25 universities, and basically they analyze what your objectives are as far as school goes, where you aim to be, what your degree is all about, and how much money they think you're worth with that degree. And then what they do is they contract with the student instead of student loans. They contract with them for a percentage of their earnings. It can be as low as 2%. It can be as high as 17% for 2 years, or 2% over 7 years, and based on the career that the student gains. And what do you think about this? You know, one of my first thoughts was, just like the caller before said, you know, is this kind of a servitude? Well, no, because they're going of their own volition going into this agreement. And then I like what the other caller said, too, as far as what is the university benefiting from this? You know, what a hard thing for me is to not become cynical, but at the same time, because of all the stuff I read every day, hours and hours and hours of it, but at the same time, you have to wonder that the school is going to get what they want as well, right? They're taking a big chance on a student. And so where does that land? And he is definitely right in the fact that college brings a lot of people back to the college, doesn't it? And so there's a goal there to keep people, you know, going. And so I can understand why you'd go there, too. I mean, it's certainly plausible to think that way as well. It's funny, you know, in this arena of politics, the one thing that I have to battle with all the time in trying to understand is A, controlled opposition, and B, que bono, who benefits. Those are probably the two underlining themes of trying to get to the truth. And it's kind of like the Tea Party. The Tea Party was a movement of really great folks trying to talk about great things, wasn't it? But that domain had already been registered a couple of years before when some insiders started talking about the Tea Party that were in that group. And then, of course, they sent in Newt Gingrich to kind of derail it. And so I don't know if most people are aware of that. But there's a reason that it kind of became defunct. There's a reason that it stopped. And controlled opposition is, and a lot of honest people were part of that, and really great, fantastic people who never even, I think, realized who was at the helm of that, who wanted it defunct and derailed quickly. And so they don't want a movement like that, right? So controlled opposition and que bono are always two things you have to think about. Now, with this college story, what I find kind of intriguing about it is that this is an agreement you go into voluntarily. And is this going to be where they're finding that some kids just won't go because the prices are so high? How does the school then benefit? And some people out there will think, well, this is a great idea, because then the kid still gets to go to school, and the kid's willing to give up a portion of his income. He'd be giving a portion of his income to student loans. So why in the heck not do this instead of facing 20 or 30 years trying to pay back a loan, right? In some cases. And so it is kind of intriguing to think about where this goes, where this lands, because as you and I both know, and this is not me being cynical, I swear, but we all know, right, how this kind of stuff works. They come up with a program, and it looks good, and it looks fair, and you're entering into the program knowing exactly what you're getting into. But just like with the college loan arena, the government took over that. Would the government then take over a program like this? Would you then be in servitude to your government? Would they be? Now, again, you would still get to enter it voluntarily, so I can't really call it servitude. But then what if they changed that agreement to be over 20 years, 10 years, 20 years? I can see where sometimes, and I think you really do have to think outside the box on some of these things a little bit and say they're obviously getting something out of it. Not that it's totally nefarious, but where could it go? And at least explore the routes of where it could go rather than just I don't know. There's something about this that seems strange, but on the other hand, maybe it's a solution that I'm just not thinking of in the terms of solutions, because there will be solutions that aren't nefarious. There will be ways and things that aren't nefarious. But you have to understand, in this line of work, that's all you read is what the true history was compared to what we were told all the time. And it can be a little frustrating. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, a couple more thoughts on this. Mm-hmm. One is that I believe there'll be liens on their payroll. Mm. Liens are harder. You can foreclose on a loan a lot easier, not pay off a loan, than a lien. Once the court rules, they take it out of you. So it's one way to ensure that there's going to be payment. Another aspect of this is it can lead to more welfare. People, as they get older and they work and they have not only Social Security, all the taxes, they're going to have this lien on their salary. It might encourage more people just to give up on working and get on the dole. That's a possibility.
Okay.
There's several aspects of it, but indentured servitude, you know, was voluntary. The people actually signed up a contract to be a slave, essentially, for 6 years, or what that was usual length, just to get to America and things like that. So it's voluntary, and it's not total indentured servitude, but it's partial.
Okay.
Because part of your salary goes to it. So, yeah, if people want to enter it, but I'm thinking, the point you also made, and I made, that it's another way of getting more students into those disinformation mills, socialist training camps. And the other is it's one way to ensure that they're going to be paying back the cost of and these skyrocketing costs due to government's interventions and subsidizing all these loans.
Interesting.
Mainly.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for that. Definitely. I think when you really realize the depth of some of the things we've been told that weren't exactly the truth, and you realize how much of that there is, I always think it's kind of a healthy exercise now to walk down some of the roads that these callers are walking us down. Because I'll tell you something, nothing surprises me anymore. Nothing. Nothing. And I mean nothing. And it's hard to remain, well, not cynical. It's hard to remain hopeful and positive, even though I do, actually. I have a pretty good dose of hope. But I think that it's truly one of the gifts we're given, is to be able to understand or know when something feels a little off and you can't put your finger on it because everything says it's okay. Everything around you goes, no, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And it doesn't mean that you're always looking for the negative either. It just means that you're well aware of how things work. The que bono, who benefits, how in the end run, how do things look 5 years from now on a plan or an idea? Where does it go? You know, those folks in China didn't realize they would be landing in a social credit system. And to some, the social credit system looked just fine. Why? For the same reason that we looked at the NSA and we said, what? We're not doing anything. We're just sending recipes through email and we're just sending photos. It's not a big deal, right? And that's kind of how we tend to think about things, because we are not full of corruption. We're not full of those things. So it's hard for us to think on that level. But just like we thought about the NSA, you know, we have to realize where things go. Now now you jump on an airplane at United, you have a camera in the seat they're not telling you about. You're being listened to through Facebook. In fact, if you start, I'll give you an exercise. Have your phone near you and start talking about something that you want that's very obscure, extremely obscure. And I'm talking strange, almost just so different than something you've ever talked about before, and see if it ends up in your ads. See if you start getting marketed to. Now, you could say, well, that's just marketing companies, Kate. I don't care. It's advertising. Okay. What else do they do with the information? And so there's a whole nother thing that you have to start thinking about. I think people in China didn't really realize what it would mean to have social credit. Now Australia's starting to get it. We will start to get it. And so it will show up here, because that's kind of where we're gauging. Look at what happened today with Facebook. Look at what happened with the banning of certain voices. We have fake news, bought and sold media deciding what media we ought to be paying attention to. And out of total coincidence, it's them. So all roads lead to them, right? All roads lead to them. They want you only focused and listening to them. So they're going to start knocking down like dominoes all the outside voices that critique it. So we have to be very aware of that as this is coming forward. And this isn't a theory. This isn't some, oh my gosh, this could happen. It's happening now. And the job that I have daily, and I'm up till all hours of the night studying and realizing kind of the things that are so crazy, if you will, about what we've been told versus what's true. It is such a hard thing. It takes a lot of prayer, actually, to try and figure out what is actually going on, what is truly the truth. So we represent a lot of different views on the show to try and get down to the truth and analyze and come up with what we feel is really the best parts of that and what we can truly understand. Kind of like that little Tea Party snippet I just went through. A lot of people don't realize that. They just think that it was a movement and somehow it just sort of washed away. Well, sometimes there's more people behind those things than you can realize, because what did that do? It made people think that getting together in a group that we can do that, right? And so many good people were a part of that I know. I mean, awesome people. That's how Dana got her start, for Pete's sakes. Dana is always before me on the air and in different markets. And you know what? That's how she got her start. So the Tea Party, it was a great movement. But I do think also that they had people already instilled in that movement to derail it from an early stage. And I feel like with anything, the due process that we need to give everything is, what is the other side of the story? You know, there was a story about the economy today, and I was going to go over it, and maybe for a couple of minutes I'll spend on it. But one story had us at, oh my gosh, the economy is booming. Jobs are surging. Unemployment rate falls to the lowest since 1969. Everything is amazing right now. And then there's another side that says, well, you know what? Sales were down in the U.S. 6%. That hasn't happened for about 8 years. Number of mortgage applications has fallen for about a month now. We just witnessed a large crash in luxury homes. And there's these things, too. So when I'm dissecting information, how much of this matters to the overall state, right? Are they picking out little things or are they picking out big things? And also, the stories put out by mainstream, the economy was flourishing, was put out by CBS. CBS organization has been bought and sold since the 50s. So I have to look at that and go, okay, I know what they're saying, but I also know prices are up in food. All of these other prices are up. Gas is up. And so we're struggling, I think, out there in America right now, even though we've got jobs and things are on the surface going pretty good. And there's a lot to be said about that. I think Trump did some good things to account for this, too. At the same time, people are still struggling because we haven't really changed our income a whole lot in the last 30 years. It's stayed about the same in the nation. And so we also have to recognize that these things that we're told were probably somewhere in the middle of those two stories. And so I don't want to go around regurgitating something that's on the extreme of one of those. But I also want to know, where are we really at? Because I know a lot of people are struggling. They're struggling with business. And we still have a lot of regulations that have been put on business. We still have a lot of things that are holding us back. And so it's trying to get to the truth of those stories is what's truly, truly important, and not get swept up in a narrative of sorts. Also, looking at controlled opposition, I urge people to go and really study what that means and look around and say, okay, where are some of the things that have basically been huge parts of controlled opposition? Look at those things. And then also just being able to take an idea like that college story and say, where could it go? Not that we're always thinking in the nefarious route, but I also want to field that out and say, okay, where could this possibly go? What do I need to be aware of? And maybe you still go forward and do it. Maybe you go to Purdue and you pay a portion of your income. That's fine. You're doing it out of your own volition, but you're also doing it out of an informed one as well. And I think that's probably one of the most important things we could do. That's why I do the show. I'll be right back with Evan Say It on the Kindergarten of Eden. You're going to love this hour. It's so informative. Stay with me on The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Yeah.
It's a small word with a big meaning. It's more than a roof over your head. Home protects us, binds us together, and houses a lifetime of memories. For over 80 years, Golden West Credit Union has helped families of all kinds find their place they call home. From your first home to your dream home and everything in between. We have a mortgage or home equity product designed especially for you. Golden West Credit Union.
Equal housing lender, NMLS 440574.
We'll take care of you.
Are you trying to lose weight and get in shape? Are you trying to recover from an injury or surgery? Or are you trying to improve your overall health? A swim spa or hot tub can offer you a multitude of options to lose weight, get in shape, and improve your cardiovascular health. Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool has an amazing combination hot tub swim spa unit. Let Absolute Spa show you how quick, easy, and affordable it can be to own your own hot tub or swim pool. Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool, 765 North Bluff Street, or absolutecomfortutah.com to learn more.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.